In order to apply the tantric techniques, one first must be personally qualified. One must have a free spirit of renunciation, the Mahayana mind of great compassion, and a correct understanding of the doctrine of emptiness. Without the free spirit of renunciation, one will be too constricted by sensual grasping and overpowering biological impulses. The presence of the second quality, the Bodhi mind's great compassion, is necessary in order to transform the practice into a cause of omniscience. The third quality, an understanding of the doctrine of emptiness, is fundamental to tantric practice. Every sadhana begins with, is structured around, and ends with meditation upon emptiness. To practice Vajrayana without the wisdom of emptiness can be very dangerous. It could lead to identity problems and other undesirable psychological effects. If one does not yet have the three qualifications, then one should cultivate the practices of the Sutrayana for some months or years until they arise as stable inner forces. However, we should hope to be able to practice the Vajrayana as quickly as possible and should strive with great zeal to qualify ourselves. If we can accomplish both generation and completion stage yogas of highest tantra, enlightenment in one lifetime in this body is definite. Even should we only complete the generation stage yogas, all purposes of this life become fulfilled, and great attainment is still possible at the moment of death or in the after-death state. In the generation stage, one practices the deity yoga of divine pride and radiant appearance mainly in relation to the meditative process known as taking the clear light of death, the after-death state, and rebirth respectively as the wisdom body, beatific body, and perfect emanation body of a Buddha. Competence in the generation stage yogas is like a certificate permitting one to register with the school of completion stage yogas.